3FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
Gus Kattengill? Who's that clown? No. You have me. Brian Enola East, a.k.a. Brian Bienemy, with my guy, Jordan the Intern. We are here today at Vinny's. You know we're over here on Ridge Lake. So please, feel free to come stop by, have a little bit of lunch. Of course, the lunch specials are going on today. Daily lunch specials. $7. You can't beat it. But until then, let me welcome you all to the Midway Point of the Week. Happy Hump Day.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is.
It's Hump Day.
Hump Day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that Camel Wednesday Hump Day is.
Should we do the Friday song? Because it's almost like this is a Friday.
It's not the Friday. You know what? Why not double down? Maybe we could do that after. We'll confuse everybody.
There we go.
There we go. It's a little bit of both. For all of those that will not be in attendance today, we want to wish you all, of course, happy Independence Day. Definitely going to celebrate a little bit today. We got a good show for you. Of course, we're going to be talking Pels. Because there's a former Pelican, now a part of the coaching staff, that's going to be around for the Pelicans. We want to make sure we get you all informed on that. Of course, tomorrow, you'll be popping your fireworks, lighting up your barbecue grills, sending me your location so I can come and get some of your barbecue, your seafood, or whatever else you got going on. Because that's how we roll. We're family in New Orleans, right? So send me your locations. Let me know what kind of beverages you'll be having. Everybody except Gus.
Gus isn't invited.
No, Gus is never invited.
He'll bring the bad luck.
I mean, I'm telling you, if you want to end up like JPP, invite Gus over to your barbecue and watch what happens to you. Trying to warn you now. Just trying to warn you. Today is all about you all, the callers. Of course, Independence Day. In order to celebrate that, because we won't be in tomorrow, we're going to have you answer the question, which Pelican or Saint, former that is, which former Pelican or Saint, do you think regrets getting their independence from the Pelicans and Saints? There's a 7-foot bag of cotton candy right now that I can almost bet regrets not being a member of the Pelicans, because he was offered, allegedly, 2 years and 40 mil. Pretty sure right about now he wishes he would have taken that.
Didn't he just sign with a new agent?
He did. He did get a new agency. So now he's trying everything except humility, which might help him a little bit along the way. But, you know, that's how it happens nowadays.
He's probably a little upset that his agent talked him out of that $40 million deal.
I would be upset, too. $40 million, and now, you know, you signed with the Golden State Warriors. We're talking about Boogie Cousins, if all you haven't caught on just yet. Allegedly was offered 2 years, $40 million, decided to turn that down to go and sign a one-year deal with the Warriors for roughly around $6 million. And now not even the Warriors want to give him another contract. In fact, there's, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, there is no market right now for Boogie Cousins. None.
Maybe AD could give him a bag of chips and that could be his pay.
You know what? That might be all he can get on the market right about now is a bag of chips. So, to kind of keep you guys in the loop, right now, Gravis Vasquez, former Hornets guard. You all remember Gravy back in the days when he used to be roaming the sidelines for the Pelicans. Coming in the game, jacking up threes from almost midcourt when everybody was yelling no, no, no. And all of a sudden, he'd go in and he'd be like, yes, yes, yes. That's okay. Gravis now, a member of the Summer League team. Not a player. He's going to help coach. He's going to help coach the guys, which is a great thing because, you know, he's used to the city of New Orleans. Kind of has a feel for what's going on. Of course, you know, you can never have that kind of experience. It's invaluable. So I think it's a great move for the Pelicans to bring him in, let him get a little bit of coaching experience, and, of course, you know, add yet another former Pelican to the fold that can kind of sell Zion on what's it like being in the city. 1-800-998-1003 is the number to call because you all can answer the question of the day, which is, which former Pelican or Saint do you think regrets getting their independence today? I'll be in today. Eventually, I guess we'll probably let Gus come through. Maybe. I don't know. It's his show. I mean, I guess I could be nice and let it happen.
I think we have him locked in the bathroom at Vinny's.
That might work. that might work.
I think we've got Sissy actually holding him in the bathroom, locked him in.
Upgrade.
Yes.
Upgrade. That's what we're doing today. Speaking of Sissy and Vinny's, we're here, 3217 Ridge Lake, Metairie. $7 lunch special today. You guys can come in and enjoy that with us. Have a little fun with the sports hangover. Today's lunch special, being that it's Wednesday, chicken fried chicken plate. It's a little bit redundant, but it's good. So come on through and come and get it for $7. Lunch specials, 11 a.m., 4 p.m., which means you'll be here with the sports hangover. Mondays, usually the meatball po' boy. Tuesdays, you got the taco platter. Wednesdays, of course, which is today, you get your chicken fried chicken plate. Thursdays is the catfish platter. Friday. And, okay, that begins now, so come on in. You're not doing anything. Just, you know, cough a couple of times, see if you can get off work, come in and enjoy the day with us. What you got, Jordan?
We're going to tweet out the question of the day.
I like that. I like that idea a whole lot. Love that idea. So, not sure if you guys have paid attention, but there's a game going on this Friday. Pelicans versus Knicks. And the Pelicans have already tweeted out Zion doing what Zion does, which is going to the lane, dunking on people. I, for one, I mean, when I saw it, I showed it to Jordan, and the smile that came over both of our faces knowing that this is about to happen, totally insane right now. In case you've been under a rock, the Pelicans have Zion, but they also added Derek Favors.
And also this morning, Darius Miller, we just signed him to a two-year deal worth $14 million. So that was reported by Adrian Wojnarowski. So it's nice to have another 3-point shooter, and you know, bringing back a Kentucky boy to the squad.
You know, I actually, when I saw that news, the first thing that went through my head was that Darius is not really going to be counted on to kind of, you know, be one of those guys that you can see having a future alongside Zion. What I think is that you're seeing a 2-year, $14 million, it's more like a 1-year, $7 million deal because he'll be an expiring contract next year. I almost look at that move and say maybe, just maybe, that that's a precursor to another move that's going to take place, and you might need Darius' salary in order to kind of make the next move work out. Just an idea. It's a theory. I can't really say. Maybe, you know, Griff has a long-term design for him. They want to see how he plays alongside Zion. You can never have enough shooters. So maybe that's the idea of it, but for some reason, I just feel like that's a move to make another move. Speaking of other moves, Solo Hill was traded yet again.
I saw that he traded off to Memphis. What did Memphis get?
They got back Chandler Parsons. So
not too bad.
No, Atlanta gets Chandler Parsons. Memphis gets Solo, and yet I can't think of the other guy's name that's involved in a trade. Another kind of trade filler, but. Why does nobody want Solo? I can't think of a reason why they wouldn't want him.
I mean, I guess because Dell Demps wanted him, and nobody in the right mind wants to be associated with Dell Demps and his thinking. I don't think anyone wants Solomon Hill.
Anybody in their right mind would have given Solomon Hill the kind of money Dell Demps did. Like, just nobody would ever do something so stupid, and that's why Dell Demps.
I mean, we're talking about the same guy that gave Amir Asik a superstar contract.
Jeez, don't get me started on that guy. I don't think there's ever been a GM to hand out as many bad contracts as Dell Demps and then try to flip that and kind of make amends for it immediately. And I guess you can say it was the pressure of having Anthony Davis and every move having to do with, if you don't make the right move, Anthony's going to leave. But if you listen to the reports that were out there, Anthony had his mind made up irrelevant to what was going to happen. So, I mean, it's almost like you were damned if you do, damned if you don't. And in the case of Anthony Davis, I guess that the lore of L.A., the chip deals, the possibly being on 2K, I think that was way more than what New Orleans could ever offer him.
Right. And I think the whole, oh, it's about my legacy, about winning. I mean, that's kind of getting thrown out the window now that you're starting to do all these big deals and you're more concentrating on what you do off the court than what you, for yourself, than what you're doing on the court, because you really haven't done anything but win, what, five games in the playoffs?
You know what? I get annoyed every time that dude in particular mentions the word legacy. What's he, 26? You have not even begun to establish a legacy. So far, your legacy has been you've been the best player not to make the playoffs. You've made it two times. You got swept the first time. You made it through to the second round the second. You met up with Golden State. But so far, the only legacy that you've really left is you're good enough to get somebody to the playoffs, but you don't want to make it happen when you get there. So I don't understand why he believes that legacy just comes along with it. Charles Barkley, hell of a player, doesn't have a ring. Karl Malone, hell of a player, doesn't have a ring. So, I mean, you're talking about some of the greatest players to ever play this game, that their legacies were, they were great enough, but they just couldn't win. And sometimes it happens that way. Sometimes you just don't win. You do all that you can and you don't get it done. Everybody's not Michael Jordan. You're not going 6-for-6, and damn sure everybody's not Bill Russell. You're not winning 11 rings. So I don't understand why he believes this microwave society that everybody believes you're supposed to step on the floor and win immediately. It doesn't happen that way. Before Jordan became Jordan, he had to get through the Pistons. Before the Pistons were the Pistons, they had to get through the Celtics. Magic had to fight Bird. Bird had to fight Magic. It happens that way in the NBA. Why do these new guys think they're just going to walk in the NBA and all of a sudden it comes with a title? It annoys me. Beyond annoys me.
I mean, this might be kind of like far-fetched, but that might be because of society. Just like technology and everything is instantaneous. You get satisfaction at the tip of your fingers on anything you want, and that might transfer to, you know, your mindset and how you think.
You know, my grandfather used to say this a whole lot, man. There's nothing that ever came from a little hard work. Nothing bad ever came from a little hard work. So I don't understand why these guys believe you can walk into the NBA, do very little to nothing, and you're supposed to just be great automatically. Now, do I think Anthony Davis works at being great? Of course he does. But the idea that it's supposed to pay off just instantly is just it's annoying. I don't get with it. I don't get how these guys believe they're supposed to skip the line and I guess, you know, not even pay their dues. Just automatically it's supposed to happen for everybody. So if everybody who's a great player, Damian Lillard, Russell Westbrook, even Kemba Walker, you know, these guys, Kyrie Irving, although Kyrie does have his rings thanks to LeBron, some would say thanks to Kyrie, but I mean, these guys just, you can't just walk into a ring. It doesn't happen that way.
And you kind of saw it with Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes.
I mean, he just, like, I guess you could say he just won his ring a couple years back when he defeated the Heat in that final series. I mean, you saw how long it took with him. He had Steve Nash on his team as another great player that
indeed
didn't get his ring, and he's known as one of the greatest point guards to ever play the game. So,
two-time MVP yeah, at that.
I mean, if you look at what Dirk did, he took his team single-handedly with Terry.
Jason Terry.
And he defeated one of, like, the most powerful teams that created all what we have today in super teams. So with Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. And those guys were kind of in the midst of their prime. So what he did was, you know, could be respected around the league.
Yeah, no question about it, man. And I just think that, you know, even right now, if you kind of, you know, I guess fast forward a little bit to the Kawhi saga. Kawhi Leonard has earned the right to be, I guess, basically put three teams on hold. Because he's a made man. And that is the thing that I do not get about Anthony Davis. He basically just comes across as a puppet. Now you want to recruit. Now you want to, you know, waive your contract clause, your $4 million bonus. Now you basically want to do everything you could have been doing in New Orleans. You're doing now that you're in L.A. And the stupidest thing I've heard him say was, L.A. is just, it's a laid back, you know, it's kind of, it fits my personality as being laid back. You mean New Orleans wasn't? A city called the Big Easy was not laid back enough for you, where you can go out, eat dinner, and not have anybody really bother you. They might wave, they might say hi, they might even buy you a drink, purchase your food for you, but that city was way too fast-paced for you. L.A. is more laid back. Whatever you say, dude. I mean, the excuses.
I think that just shows that he hasn't really roamed the streets of New Orleans like some of the Saints players have, because if he has, then he'd really get a feel for what New Orleans actually is.
That, you know, maybe he was too busy, you know, roaming Hooter establishments, but I'll leave that for that. I just, you know, I get a little upset, and I've seen the debate across Twitter, which is, should we celebrate Anthony Davis for basically, you know, I guess, putting a battery booster into the backs of everybody associated with the Pelicans to say, you have to change everything the way it's going? Or should you look at Anthony Davis for what he is, which was fraudulent? Because that's how I see him. I see AD as the biggest fraud we've ever seen. He was never the leader that maybe we wanted him to be. And even with not the leadership qualities, even if you're not a rah-rah type of guy, there's one thing you should have been able to do every time you stepped on the floor, which was dominate. And it just seems as if there were some games in which AD would show you he's the best player on the floor, and some games in which he'd take the night off and say, you know what, I'll let these guys do it. And again, he's coming back with the whole, I'm going to be the most dominant player in the NBA talk. How are you going to be the most dominant player in the NBA when you don't even know who you are as a person? We got Josh on the line. Josh, what's going on, family?
Thanks for taking my call. I think I have a great answer to your question of the day.
Let's go.
I think it's Deuce McAllister. I think the man left the franchise and we won a Super Bowl a couple of years later. I think his freedom wasn't anything toxic, but I think he probably looked back and was like, could have stayed another year or two, you know, and missed out on the ring.
You know, that's a great point, man. I think nobody really looks at it as guys who kind of maybe bailed just a little too early. We always look at it as guys who kind of maybe forced their way out. But that's a great point, man, when you say that Deuce probably – maybe that was a more of a mutual decision than it was Deuce saying, I'm gonna take a walk. Because at that point, you had Pierre, Mike Bell, and you also had Reggie, of course. So maybe that was the thing to where the Saints looked at it and said, dude, you're coming off of an ACL – oh, microfracture, I believe, and maybe we're just going to kind of, you know, have you around the team, but we won't keep you with the team.
Absolutely. I don't think it was, like I said, nothing toxic. I think he probably just looked back and was like, I should have stayed. But, I absolutely think y'all are on point today. And I also want to make a comment. You know, we have a lot of budding Pelican fans coming up, you know, just because of what's been going on. But I think that the LeBron fandom needs to be, I think the line needs to be drawn, because there are a lot of people in New Orleans that support LeBron James, and I understand he's a great player. But if anyone is rooting for his success, that means they're directly rooting against the Pelicans' success, because if he does well, then all of our assets mean nothing. So I think the line needs to be drawn. I think you can't have your cake and eat it too. I think, you know, you can root for individual players, but if that individual player's success directly affects your franchise's success, then I don't think you should be rooting for him. So just wanted to say that. Who that baby, and A.D. Terranisio.
Appreciate the phone call, family. I really do, man. And I totally agree with them. The line on the sand is drawn now. You have, if you are a fringe Pelican fan, you have no reason to be on the border anymore. It's time to just come on and hop on the bandwagon before it's too late. And I mean this when I say this. I know there are about 10,000 season tickets that have been sold. Get your tickets now. If you haven't, get a small package if you have to, the 6-game, the 12-game package, whatever you have to do, get on board now for the Pelicans, because the Zion kid is for real. And I hate to call him a kid. I know he's 18. He'll be 19, I think, in a few days. But, and I kind of find it disrespectful sometimes to call these guys kids, but Zion is the truth. Get on board now, because the Pelicans are going to eventually turn into a mini version of the Saints. There's going to be a waiting list, because this guy is going to be must-see TV at all costs. Why are you here?
He broke out.
Why are you here?
You know, I just wanted to know what it was like to actually sit back and just see what the show is kind of like from another perspective.
How experts do it?
I wouldn't go that far. Let's not get carried away and talk about experts. That is me. I was just sitting here.
Goodness.
I was literally just sitting in the table across the way. I just wanted to see what was going on.
Thank you. Thank you.
Booze, huh? That's pretty unbelievable.
You're basically LeBron right now.
Yes. I'm LeBron.
Yes, you're LeBron right now.
Well, I'm all about the ships then, apparently. Is that how it works? When did that get shortened to ships?
When people couldn't pronounce championships properly.
Okay,
probably.
That was just, yeah.
No, but you see where I'm going? You're LeBron, but you have to bring in great talent to help you out.
I mean, that's obvious.
Wow. Wow.
You know what?
I could be the Kawhi then of this group then. Is
no,
that what it is?
No, you're not a made man.
I'm not a made man?
No.
Okay.
You definitely need help.
On that note, it's been nice actually listening to y'all kind of talk. I'm with you. There's a lot to get into.
Yes.
I love this. What player regrets his independence?
Yeah, we had Josh call in. I believe Josh said that maybe Deuce McAllister, because he said maybe the idea that Deuce kind of left a year too early and he missed out on the actual championship run. So maybe he's feeling a little bit of regret about that. Didn't look at it that way, but it's a great way to look at it.
I got the one that wins hands down.
Go for it.
Junior, the belt man.
Oh, wow.
Brian came in and did the belt sign. That's it. It's Junior.
Wow.
That's right now my number one spot.
He might
knock off Junior.
If we had a bracket right now,
never been the
he's
same.
The number one seed.
He's the number one seed. Hey, I'm pumped up. It's Gus Katigal. Brian and Ola East wearing his independence red. I got my independence red. Jordan still wearing the same clothes from last Wednesday, the hat and the Pelican shirt. If there's anyone more excited about the Pelicans deal, it's this one over here. It's your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. After this break, Jim Eichenhofer, he is going to be part of the broadcast on Friday, 8:30, game one of Summer League. Did you see the little video of Zion and RJ saying hi? Giving each other depth, saying, see you Friday. Oh!
Have you seen Zion dunking on the Pelicans players in practice yet?
Stop. We're going to go to Vegas. He's going to give us a report. He's going to tell us what it's like to actually see
we don't mean Raphael.
Zion practice. Exactly. Going to have fun. So to Vegas we go. We come back. Don't forget, Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi. I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
It's summertime, and the grilling is easy at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
4th of July savings start now at Greg LeBlanc Toyota with sizzling hot pricing. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS off-road for just $32,990. Or buy a Greg LeBlanc Toyota 2018 Camry pre-owned for just $17,990. It's Greg LeBlanc Toyota's 4th of July savings event. Going on now through July 4th. Shop now at GregLeBlancToyota.com. Our new Express store makes shopping online easier than ever. Tundra Model 8239 MSRP 38449. $4,500 rebate, $959 discount. Camry pre-owned stock number 290271A. Several to choose, plus DTNL.
Houma Tractor has the most popular John Deere package on sale. Get a 1025R tractor with 4FT, rotary cutter, box blade, and choppers for only $15,888 and as low as $199 a month. Plus, all compact tractors qualify for 0% interest. That's right, 0% interest, but not for long. Visit Houma Tractor today, next to the tunnel. Special programs all end July 30th, 2019. Financing is subject to credit approval with 20% down payment, including tax. 0% at 72 months. Fees may apply. See dealer for details.
My name is Big Mike Fazy, and I know tough times. I remember my mom counting pennies to buy a loaf of bread. Always promised myself to strive to do better for my children, and I have been blessed to do so. Now I want to strive to do better for our communities, from education to career opportunities, from coastal erosion to infrastructure. I know we can make better tomorrows because I've done it all my life. I ask for your support and your vote. Big Mike Fazy for State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson.
Hey, this is Daniel Salerson. Join Jim, Mike, and Offer and me as the Pelicans take on the New York Knicks in Summer League action Friday night at 8:30 on your new flagship station for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know, I love the sound of the promo of the game coming up, which you can hear here on ESPN New Orleans Friday. Brian, I love the sound of that, too, a little Zeppelin. Right? Because there's so many mashup videos of fans making right now, of highlights and everything. I can see couple of Summer League highlights from you-know-who with the little Zeppelin on that nature. Speaking of, you might have heard him, Zion Williamson.
Just fitting in with the team. Just getting in where I can and just be effective on the court.
Jim Eichenhofer of Pelicans.com. He's going to be the color analyst for tomorrow's game. Friday's game with Daniel Salerson. You can follow him on Twitter at Jim_Eichenhofer. Joins us from Vegas. Jim, how are you doing? Did you just go to bed, or have you been awake, or are you being a good boy over there?
I'm doing great, Gus. I've been keeping a normal schedule so far. most of the teams aren't here yet, though, so when some of my colleagues from various other teams who I'm good friends with get here, I don't know, all bets might be off.
I like that, Brian. See, he's blaming others. He's headed a game there. It's not my fault.
That's
my
key. Don't take responsibility for anything. Blame everyone else.
Don't encourage Gus to do this.
I love it. Jim, obviously, the team getting out there, and it's a little different than in the past. In the past, they've gotten ready for Summer League here in New Orleans, flown up the day before their first game, and then gone ahead and taken to the court. Why the big difference?
I think part of it is, honestly, the work that's being done in the practice facility with all of the renovations. I know people are aware of how much money that ownership has put into adding some of the things that they wanted to be part of the practice facility. So I do think that that's part of it, is that they weren't going to be, I think it even affects one of the two practice courts, that they might not have been able to fully access that, as well as all of the other stuff as far as the weight room and that kind of thing. There's all of the construction that's going on there. I think that was the reason why they couldn't do it in Metairie this year, even if they wanted to.
Fred Vinson's the head coach of the Summer League team over on Pelicans.com. You can check your one-on-one interview with him. Look, it's obvious everyone wants to know about Zion, some of the other guys. We're going to get into that here in a little bit. But you asked him right off the bat, man, what's the goal? I mean, what's the goal of the Summer League team, especially you got guys that trying to, you know, get a little extra time on the court, guys like Kenrick Williams and, you know, Christian Wood, Frank Jackson, and other guys trying to hope that they can get invited over to summer, you know, to training camp, rather, coming up in September. So how do you balance that? How is Fred kind of envisioning the next couple of days here?
Yeah, I think the phrase that you just used where you said how do you balance that is really key and really kind of important in trying to understand what the coaching staff is going to try to do. I think one of the things that's tough is that juggling the number of guys that you have on a summer league roster is always difficult, but now when you have basically four or five guys that are very prominent in the plans of the team or guys that have played on the team during the season last year, then you have a couple, I'm not sure how I put this, reported additions that will be coming later. it's going to be tough and this is really unusual, it's going to be tough to, I think, necessarily get as many minutes for every single guy that you really want to get out on the court with the mix that they have. And then, as you referenced, you also have a handful of guys that were undrafted rookies who you want to see what they can do as well. So it's unusual. I know people that have followed the Pelicans Summer League over the last bunch of years, because of the fact that they haven't had draft picks, first-round draft picks in a lot of seasons, they've had a lot of kind of, not sure how to put it, anonymous Summer League rosters a lot of years. Mm-hmm. Whereas this year is completely the opposite, where you have more than a handful of players that the average Pelicans fan is very familiar with. So I'm just interested to see how they juggle everything. And I know one thing that Fred Vinson talked about yesterday was just that they haven't even really gotten into discussing the importance of winning and losing and, you know, qualifying for they pretty drastically changed the format this year as far as the tournament. There's only eight teams that are going to get into the tournament with a chance to win the championship, whereas in the past few years it's been every team had a chance, was allowed into the single elimination tournament. But there's just a lot of different things that you're kind of juggling to try to accomplish all at the same time.
Jim, this is Brian. I wanted to ask you about the new addition to the Pelicans Summer League coaching staff, which is Gravis Vasquez, and what's kind of his role going to be with the team?
Dude, the reaction, right, from everybody, right? Was like, crazy. He's coming back. It's incredible. Did you have to do a double take when you saw him?
I did. You know what's funny? I wasn't totally aware of his role. I saw him a couple days ago, earlier this week, and I hadn't seen him in probably a few years, so I said hello and talked to him for a second, and he didn't even mention that he was involved with the Pelicans. So when I saw him yesterday getting on the bus to go to practice and he's in a Pelicans shirt, I'm like, oh, okay. But as far as I know, and I'm not super informed on this, but I think his part of his role is going to be that he's going to be involved with the G League team as far as assistant coach there with the team in Erie. I think one thing that a lot of us really hadn't thought about that much yet, because everything is kind of happening so fast and there's been so many developments and news, is that the Pelicans have their own staff of assistant coaches and a head coach, obviously, too, for the G League team, because in the past they didn't have their own affiliate. So now, I actually mentioned this during one of the videos I did yesterday, that there's a bunch of new players and a bunch of new coaches, but I kind of neglected to mention that's the reason why there's a bunch of new coaches, is because some of them are going to be you know, working with the Erie team that's going to be in the G League the next 2 or 3 years until the G League franchise moves to Birmingham. So that's my understanding of what Gravis's role is right now.
Speaking with Jim Eichenhoff for Pelicans.com, he's going to be calling the game along with Daniel Salerson on Friday right here on ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball. I think what's interesting to me is it goes along the lines, and we've been talking about it when it comes from a player standpoint, right, Jim, with what David Griffin's trying to do and get veteran players, guys in the locker room that can kind of do that. Here's a perfect example of a guy that while he was here, people loved. I mean, teammates loved him, the way he played the game and sort of like that. And to bring him in on board with this young group of guys, it's another one of those things, Jim, that just make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, he kind of, from everything I've known about him and from when he played for New Orleans for a couple of years and we covered him, he fits very well with what David Griffin has talked about a lot as far as bringing in good people, bringing in people that people love to work with, and it seems like that's been a theme of a lot of the additions that have been made. So, I mean, Gravis is, I'm sure a lot of fans met him because he was such a personable guy when he was in New Orleans, but he's just such a friendly guy, and he'll chat your ear off for a while. So, I mean, it's funny, a couple people that work for the team who came in when the Saints ownership started weren't really that familiar with Gravis, and they saw his tweet from the bus headed to practice yesterday, and they were like, how the heck does he have 660,000 followers on Twitter or whatever, because they didn't realize, you know, how popular he was or didn't even really know about his NBA career. And I was saying that he's basically he's almost like the unofficial mayor or president of Venezuela. I mean, he's extraordinarily popular. Yeah. He has a huge audience. So, but it was great to see him and realize that he's going to be a part of the organization. Such a good dude.
Jim, I wanted to kind of get back to on the court, and I know all eyes are going to be on Zion no matter what takes place. I mean, the guy could basically sip water, and it's going to be the greatest sip anybody's ever seen.
Well, it is. I mean, it's the best sip I've ever seen.
Oh, there you go.
Can you sip water like Zion?
No, not at all. Exactly. I mean, who can sip water like Zion?
Only Zion.
Exactly. With that being said, Jim, I wanted to kind of ask, who should fans keep their eyes on? Because everybody's going to be looking at Zion, but who do you think is going to be that guy that kind of steals a little bit of the spotlight and kind of shows everybody, hey, I'm here too, and I can ball?
I mean, it's hard for me to beyond the guys that I think people are pretty familiar with in terms of, like, Frank Jackson, Christian Wood, Kenrich Williams, Trayvon Blewett a little bit because he was on a two-way contract, and then obviously Zion. Beyond those five guys, I would say very early, based on what I've seen, one of the guys that has been impressive is, his name is Zylan Cheatham. He played for Arizona State last year, or in his college career. He was in the top 50 on a lot of the draft big boards. I don't follow a lot of them that closely, but after I saw he was signed to the Pelicans summer league roster, I looked up some of his draft stuff, and he was actually a guy that a lot of people thought was going to get picked based on where they had him rated. But I like what I've seen of him so far. He's very active. He's one of those guys that just seems like he's all over the floor at both ends of the court. So, I mean, he would be my early pick. I mean, obviously, I'm not informed enough to make a great educated opinion on that, but just based on the minimal amount of stuff I've seen so far, among the guys that I really didn't know a whole lot about, he's the one that I would say people could keep their eye on.
Jim, let's get to it. It's been long enough. Zion. He actually practiced. He actually had a legit workout there. You spoke to him yesterday, and I just played a little bit of what you had with him. And I got to imagine he's just finally happy to be practicing basketball, right? I mean, it's been a while.
Sure. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know they got knocked out in the Elite Eight maybe, or the Sweet 16. So he hasn't played in a real competitive game since, mid-March or late March, other than, pick up the ball and stuff like that. So I think he's excited to be, in maybe a little bit more of a normal situation and to be getting this close to playing in, I don't want to say an actual NBA game, but a game where people will be in, he'll be wearing an NBA uniform of the Pelicans. So, I think he's definitely excited about that. And also just, everything is brand new, I mean, for every rookie player. So I think one of the things that he talked about a little bit was just he loves how much face there is on the court in the NBA. That's one thing that a lot of guys, a lot of rookies talk about when they first play in summer league, both good and bad. I mean, sometimes there are bad elements to it because it takes a second to adjust to that. The three-point line is another step further out from the basket, especially for guards. But I think for Zion so far, I think he is really enjoying the fact that it's hard for teams to throw multiple guys at him just because you can't do that. There's too many talented teammates on the court at any given time.
Jim, I guess we'll wrap up with this. Obviously, we got to wait all the way to Friday when that happens. What can you get a sense? You've mentioned a lot of the teams aren't here just yet because you guys got out there ahead. But I know here, I mean, seriously, what people are excited. I can't wait for Friday. You know, it's nuts. I've never been this excited about a summer league game. And really, I can't wait for a couple of games from now when you never know who else might be added to the roster. So from your standpoint, you're going to get to call the game with Daniel. What's this like from you this year as opposed to years past the summer league?
I mean, it's been incredible. It's been such a good feeling. I feel like a lot of us are walking around with a smile on our face a lot of times based on not just the fact that last season was so frustrating, but just to see the excitement and the enthusiasm that you referenced as far as the fans in general. I was talking to Antonio Daniels yesterday for an article that I'm going to post on the site today, plug there. And he was talking about how he thinks that that this is the most excited that the fan base has ever been for New Orleans basketball. I mean, he played for back when it was the Hornets for, you know, earlier this decade. And so he's been following the team for a long time through his studio role. So, and I thought that was actually a pretty good point that you could argue, even though there's been off seasons where the team has come off really good years, especially the 2 years where they made it to the second round of the playoffs. In one of the years where during the Chris Paul era when they won 56 games. But in terms of just the overall excitement, it does seem like it would be hard to compare anything that's happened in the past to this. It just seems like there's just an overwhelming amount of joy and just happiness about what's going on with the team. And people are – so the fact that, like you said, people are like pacing and saying, like, I can't wait for Friday's summer league game. I mean, right. To me, that just says it all right there as far as just the level of how much people are fired up right now.
Jim Eichenhofer, follow him over on Pelicans.com and on Twitter, Jim_Eichenhofer, and, of course, Friday night right here, first time ever, Pelicans, Brian, going to have the summer league game on airwaves anywhere, much less ourselves. So I'm pumped up. 8:30 tip time, Jim.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I like that promo. I didn't realize we already had a promo that Daniel –
Daniel's
on
it.
About the game. So that's great, man. This is exciting. I mean, just to be able to start off, I guess you have to settle for Daniel and I as the start of the new era on the flagship station, but it'll get better from there. So,
well, you know, the graph's busy in Ireland. He's sending me pictures of himself over in various places saying, I'm getting that bad feeling. And I know what that means. It's the I'm not coming back feeling. And then I'll send them a picture, or, you know, I sent them the video link that you did with Zion. And he goes, never mind. I can't wait to get back. So he's excited. He needs a little time, dude, because it's going to be off and running, man. He'll be here before you know it. We got basketball, though, on Friday, folks. That's Jim. He and Daniel will have the call 8:30 right here on ESPN New Orleans. Jim, go have fun. Be honest. You're going to go to bed. You've been up all night, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't tell anyone, but I think I need about a 6-hour nap right now.
There we go. See, nap time for Jim Eichenhofer. Thank you, bud. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, guys. Great talking to you.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know how he's containing himself right now.
But you hear it, though. I mean, look, this isn't created, man. We're not manufacturing this. I'm telling you.
It's organic.
And I get it. I just want to see the dude in the Pels jersey. I want to see... I don't care if it's a brick miss. I just want to see him on the basketball court.
Dude, that place is going to go nuts if he gets a fast break, and I mean just boom.
Oh, stop it. That's it.
It's happening.
We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgeley Drive over in Metairie. It's Wednesday. We're normally here on Thursday, but you might have heard of Independence Day tomorrow. So we're not going to be on the air. But today's, poor Sarah, she's not here. Her favorite lunch special, chicken fried chicken plate at $7.
Yeah.
We'll tell you about some of the other ones as well. Brian shaking his head. Not this Brian, that Brian. Brian Gentile, right? Did I get that right? There it is. He gave me the thumbs up. A little side salad with his meal. When we come back, I want to touch on some of the things that he touched on there as well. Plus, let's have fun. Brian will reset the question of the day.
Yeah.
And should be fun when we come back. Sports Hangover, Hour 1, brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Overrated. I'm a finder, and I'm a
keeper. I'm not a loser. This is Carl on his motorcycle.
Let's ride till we run out of gas.
And this is Carl off his motorcycle.
Balsa wood is very different than teak. People confuse the two.
On his motorcycle.
Hey, check out that view.
Off his motorcycle.
Let's do puzzles in the break room.
On.
Look at all that open road.
Off.
Look how long my fingernails are getting.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon, right here on ESPN 100.3.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game where you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? For $45 a month, get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Is the car you're driving 2012 or newer? If so, here's something you need to know. Today's newer engines run hotter, making them more vulnerable to carbon buildup, which could affect engine performance. Protect your engine with new Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic, specially formulated to protect cars built 2012 or newer from carbon buildup. Learn more at modernoil.com. Valvoline, since 1866. Visit AutoZone now. Buy 5 quarts of Valvoline Modern Engine Full Synthetic and an oil filter for $35.99. See store for restrictions and details.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson.
Hey, this is Daniel Salerson. Join Jim, Mike, and Offer and me as the Pelicans take on the New York Knicks in Summer League action Friday night at 8:30 on your new flagship station for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Come on by, Vinny's 3270 Ridge Lake Drive in Mattery. Say hello to Sissy. Sis, she goes by either or. No Sarah today.
No.
But we can take care of you. Lunch specials, of course, not only the ones that I said 11 to 4, that's just $7. The normal Wednesday all-day special, barbecue ribs, that's in and of itself. Think about it, 4th of July, it rocks, it works. You know what? I was just absolutely giddy the entire time during the break, because if you go to Pelicans.com an hour ago, they put the quote, Zion train is coming our way, in close quotes, and what do they mean? And there it is, Zion Williamson dunking. Let's break it down here. Obviously, it's time to overanalyze here. Brian, he starts out on the kind of on the corner, spin move dribble on somebody guarding him. He's fouling him, by the way.
Yeah, he's pushing him out the way, and he can't move it.
And then a step later, he's now in the lane.
Yeah.
The guy that's supposed to help decides, I don't feel like dying.
Yeah. Because you're getting dunked on.
He took two steps and stopped. I don't know who the player is to the left, but he makes an attempt. And
Matador.
I'm holding the air quotes.
Matador.
Attempt to try to go. Well, then again, though, it is Zion. Like, if he went out there and tried to block it hard and foul them and hitting them.
Oh, yeah, it'd be.
Just go. Well, that is true. That's sort of like if Kamara catches the ball, are you really popping him in practice?
It wouldn't be wise.
You know what I'm saying? That said, then he dribbles. And again, he's a lefty.
Yeah.
So he goes up with the left. Ah, and there it is. And there's the dunk.
He blew by that dude, took two steps and elevated.
Here's the thing. Folks, it's July 3rd. Okay. He has not been working out like he's going to be over the next couple of weeks.
Right.
He's not in game shape. I mean, like Friday is going to be interesting to sort of see if he has that much wind because he just got drafted. I mean, I'm not saying he hadn't been working out and playing, but again, keep in mind September's training camp, all training camp there, and you'll be working out right now. And he's really going to be working out here over the next 2 months in July and August. But when October comes, that spin move is going to be quicker. That step and a half to the lane is going to be quicker. That left-hand dunk is going to be a little higher and more fierce. Like, I'm just – it's just – let's be honest, right? I mean, like, you look at him right now, you can see, like, he's – it's – I don't know. It's just a little taste. It's a little taste of what maybe can come. A little taste.
I just want to see him on a fast break Friday, elevate, rock the rim, and just send the plays into
absolute
pandemonium.
That's what I'm getting at. When people say, is his game going to translate? Brian, when you look at that play, there's a defender on, and it's over by the three-point arc over in the corner.
Yeah.
He spins out of it because it looks like the other guy was coming in the double.
Yeah.
Well, he spins away from it into the bigger part of the court.
Yeah, goes
towards
the middle of
the lane, and with one dribble, steps once or twice, and he's at the rim and he's flushing it. There's no higher percentage shot than a dunk. So, and that's my point. Like when people go, "Well, how's this game going to translate?" Easy, athleticism, quickness, and strength.
Basketball hasn't changed in the last, I don't know how many years.
No one's asking. And that's why when people go, well, where's the three? What's it? If you can do that, why would you?
Last time I checked, you know, he can develop a three-point shot. What you cannot teach, speed, the elevation that he has, the defensive tenacity, you can't teach those things. So the three-point shot can come. He doesn't need anything except a corner three. If he can learn just that, he's fine.
I said it yesterday on the show. Michael Jordan, the famous VHS video.
Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Come Fly With Me?
Yeah. It's not Come Shoot With Me, is it?
No, it's not.
But once again, what is it?
Come Fly With Me.
Well, how do you fly?
That would mean you would have to take off, I don't know, 3 point, you know, inside the 3 point arc.
You're dunking.
Yeah, you're dunking.
Okay, so you're playing above the rim.
Correct.
You sure it's not called Come Jump Shoot With Me?
I'm positive.
Come Finger Roll With Me?
Yeah.
Come 12 footer with me?
No.
No?
No.
Come downtown with me?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
This isn't a Steph Curry highlight tape.
I'm just saying, you sure none of that, I mean, because that's how Jordan became Jordan, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Thank you. I mean,
I think people forget, like, we give LeBron all this praise. LeBron did not walk into the NBA with a three-point
LeBron
shot.
LeBron still can't shoot.
No, he can't.
Okay.
No, not consistently from the outside.
And according to, you know, Jordan over there, he's the greatest player of all time, right?
No.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
No.
Okay. I was making sure you're paying attention, your eyes.
Don't ever.
I got so big on it. But, no, that's what I'm getting at. When it kills me. People, well, is he going to be able to shoot? I'm like, A, I think he makes 19 this week.
Yeah.
Okay. B, he hasn't played a game yet. C, let's see what happens during his rookie contract. That's 4 years. Like, think of that for a second. That by the time he goes to sign his next deal, LeBron may or may not even be in the league.
I doubt that he will be.
Now, I think he still will be. You doubt it. Jordan thinks he's done in 2 years. I think, like you, though, you've mentioned, he's probably going to wait for his kid.
Yeah, I think
he's
going to
be a freshman this year in high school.
Right.
So that's 4 years. He's going to try to maybe play that 1 year. That's five. He's not going anywhere. My point, though, is it'll be towards the tail end of that, right? We're already seeing it's going to be a completely different look with the Warriors.
Yeah.
We don't know who's going to be that next dominant. So that's why I think so many people are excited. Because they know AD didn't become the
it's my time
guy until his sixth year.
Correct.
In his mind.
Correct. Okay? And he's still not there.
Okay, I hear you. Yeah. But it's 6 years, right? Yeah. I mean, Durant didn't become an MVP or Westbrook didn't become an MVP 5, 6, 7 years in.
Harden wasn't Harden when he first started.
No, yeah. I mean, I'm like, give it a minute.
Yeah.
You know, it's just crazy that some of these people, he's going to do, like, when Screaming A went off after the draft saying he's a knee injury waiting to happen because he dunked so hard. I've never heard him say that about LeBron, have you?
Never.
Westbrook?
No.
Anybody else that plays? No, Jordan? There worry on Jordan?
No. Vince Carter was probably
Vince
the greatest
Carter.
Dunker we've
Isn't
ever
he still
seen.
Playing?
Yeah, he's still playing.
Still playing.
Exactly. Greatest dunker we've ever seen.
I'm like, dude, when you're 285, you got trunks for trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, trunks for trees.
Yeah,
I know what
trunks,
you mean.
Yeah,
you
mean for legs.
Yeah, there you
yeah,
go.
Tree trunks.
Now,
for
now
legs,
you're on the
tree.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry.
The ceiling's the roof.
You know,
right?
The ceiling's the roof. Wow. Yeah, you know, on that note, it's time for a break. Jordan, the intern, with the first joke of the day. We come back, Jordan, refresh our question of the day. Tell everybody what it is, and Brian, elaborate on it because I think it's funny. I already gave you my number one. I'm done. My work is done here when it comes to our question of the day. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgeley Drive in Metairie. Stop on by. Come see Sis. Come have a little lunch. Jerry, our fearless leader here.
Yeah.
Poor hamburger stood no shot. No shot. It's a big burger, too, by the way. Food's good here, man, I promise. Come on by. Daily lunch specials for $7. And then you have all-day specials as well here at Vinny's. It's right behind Honey Baked Ham, right next to Causeway, Ridge Lake, 18th of Ridge Lake, Andrea's Restaurant, that part of town. That's where we are. Stop on by. We'll hear from Brian Gentile, too, after he eats his lunch. There he is. Another thumbs up. He's not speaking much, is he, right now, Brian?
He's busy eating. Everybody, you don't hear anything right
nothing.
Now. Everyone's
eating.
Inhaling
exactly.
The food.
All right, I got you. Sports Hangover continues next on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. We know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise expectations of and for blind people. Low expectations hold people back, but blindness does not have to. I'm a blind husband, father, and baseball fan living in Baltimore, Maryland. Being part of the National Federation of the Blind has helped me live the life I want. If you or a loved one is dealing with blindness, the National Federation of the Blind can help. Over the last 7 decades, we have helped tens of thousands of people live successfully with vision loss, and we can help you too. Visit nfb.org to find the resources and support you need to live the life you want.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ. Smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
Hi, Buster Olney here, and my friends at Marathon are really helping you save because right now you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
With the first pick in the 2019 NBA Draft, the New Orleans Pelicans select Zion Williamson.
Hey, this is Daniel Salerson. Join Jim, Mike, and Offer and me as the Pelicans take on the New York Knicks in Summer League action Friday night at 8:30 on your new flagship station for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
You know what? I just need to stop. I need to stop. Brian and Elise, Jordan the intern, Gus Kattengill with you. I just need to stop because I'm watching the highlights from the first practice. Oh, Okay, see, I need to just look away.
You're not stopping that.
I need to look away. All these people that say this guy's game is not trans. Not even just him, though. Look at the team running up and down the court. I'm excited to see Frank Jackson. Here's a situation there where after a rebound, they give it to him. He pushes the tempo, and he gets a layup there. Zion's boxing out. One, two dribbles. He does the dad thing,
yeah,
you know, that my dad would do in the driveway, was just booty bop backwards 3 feet. Booty bop backwards 3 feet. He just covered half of the distance in the paint, and then he just turns around and lays it in. And the defender's 3 inches taller than him. It's just, that's my point. People looking at, oh, he's only 6'7". I'm like, he's 285.
I don't even know if he's 6'7".
Dude, he's 285 and can move like that. My point is, that's 285. You try stopping that when you get booty bopped out of the spot. I mean, that's what I'm getting at. It's like, anyone, just stop. Just, if you're listening right now, please don't be that person, because you're going to sound unintelligent. When you, if you're that guy that goes, I can't wait to, he needs to learn the three and develop. But no, you don't. No, you don't.
He's Cam Jordan on a basketball court.
No, you don't. Okay. No, you don't. Let the outside guy shoot outside, and you just booty bop 3 feet. Booty bop 3 feet.
Why not?
I mean, dude.
You can't stop that.
It's incredible. It's like me taking on Carver right now. He probably still steal the ball. Did you see the video of Dwayne Wade? He's overseas, kind of like growing the game.
Yeah.
He's part of the overseas trip. Oh, it's beautiful. You got a guy who's trying to do like an and-one mixtape thing, right?
Yeah. I mean,
you got the music going, the lights are low, and he's left, right, left, in between the legs, behind the back, left, right, left, spin move, almost slips, spin move, between the legs. Dwayne Wade is just standing there watching, backs up, then the dude like puts it behind his shirt, everyone goes, oh, and then he tries to shoot, Dwayne Wade strips it. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. You're like, okay, and that's why he's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, that's why Dwayne Wade is Dwayne Wade and you're not.
I mean, the guy was, he did so much with the ball, and Wade was just following it and just looking at it, and you can just see it. Like, he crouched down and just waited. And then, you know, he does the ball inside the jersey, puts his hands up, the crowd goes, oh, and then he quickly tries to shoot it, strip. I mean, it was funny, man. Question of the day, Jordan the intern, is what? Because I already won it, by the way.
Yeah, you might have.
You've already won? How did you already win?
It's a win. Go for it.
All right, so, New Orleans fans, since it's Independence Day tomorrow, what Saints or Pelicans players regret giving their NOLA independence away?
I think you were on the money when you said it. I think Junior Gallet may be the leader in the clubhouse as far as guys who wish they would have made different decisions to stay.
And that's what I mean by that. When we say independence, It could be he leaves willingly and freely. It could also mean, like in this guy's case, doing things that forced the team and gave him no other option.
We already have two responses.
Okay.
So one said easy, Robert Meacham. See, I don't like throwing our guy under the bus.
No, but here's the thing. The Saints released him, though. He didn't get his independence, right? Didn't the Saints release him?
Yeah, I think Robert signed the contract with San Diego, but I think because he was.
There was no deal, on the table for the Saints.
And then the other one is Boogie Cousins regrets giving up that $40
million. Is that your guy? Your number one?
Boogie's my number one right now. But I did see somebody, and I want to say the name on Twitter was O'Jizzle. I think O'Jizzle said that Jimmy Graham might be his guy. Because I think Jimmy is a lot like Junior, not on the same level, but I think Jimmy made his way out of New Orleans.
Oh, man, we may have a battle for number one.
I think
we may have a
yeah. It was traded.
Jimmy was traded, but he was before traded, he was traded, he
because he couldn't get his stuff together in the locker room because he just every 5 seconds he was that person, you know. I mean, I can go on and on. I hear the music. We'll come back and talk about it. I like this Junior or Jimmy because he was a guy just couldn't let it go. He couldn't let it go that he wasn't the receiver.
Oh, speaking of receivers,
it was Doug on Twitter.
Okay, before we go, speaking of receivers, Brandon Cooks added to the mix as well. A closed mouth don't get fed, Gus.
Yeah, but he did get paid, and he did go to a Super Bowl. So
true.
Maybe
he doesn't. Yeah, maybe. He doesn't.
I don't think and he lives in L.A. And remember,
everybody lives in L.A.
Everyone wants to go to L.A.
Chris Paul.
It's going to get real interesting after the break.
Hour two coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Brian and Gentile, you can chime in as well. Come say hi to Sis. Come say hi to all of us here as well at Vinny's. 3217 Ridgeley Drive in Metairie on your new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN in New Orleans.